Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast. This is a podcast where we will discuss the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Ken Williams. The opinions, attitudes, thoughts, and ideas that we discuss are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily a reflection of the actual doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks for listening and enjoy this week's conversation. And for the second week in a row, we are doing a solo episode. And this is really only because I reached out to Annette yesterday and she's out of town. She's got priorities that don't include you. I just want to put that out there. She's visiting her son, actually probably both sons, for college graduation. And she thinks that's more important than whatever conversation we were going to have. So I'm deeply hurt. I would imagine that you feel the same. And so there you go. So it's just me. And I'm going to talk about something that just kind of struck me this morning as I was listening to a podcast, which I do occasionally. Not sure if I've mentioned that before. I listened to several podcasts, and this was a coaching podcast. This was where a person was struggling with whatever her situation was, and she was talking about how she had been praying about it. And I think I have shared in the past that one of the things that I have on my daily streak is a personal prayer. And I got thinking about the question, and really this ties into what a week or two ago, might have been 2 weeks ago, that I brought up the question of what kind of relationship do we have with God? Is it a relationship of deity? I don't even know how to describe that, what's really in my head. Or is it more of a personal, this is not scripted, can you tell? How do we think about God? Do we think about him as a untouchable, unknowable, unapproachable entity? Or do we think of him more as a paternal a father figure, somebody that you would go to with concerns or asking for advice and that sort of thing? So that's kind of the context. That's what I've been thinking about. And I've been doing pretty well on my daily conversations with God. And I've been kind of thinking about how should I be praying? What types of things should I be praying for? And so I've mentioned before, I'm all over the place today, and I'm sorry for that, but I'll keep it short, probably. One of my dad's favorite scriptures, probably his absolute favorite, was Amos 37:37, which says, counsel with the Lord in all thy doings. And I talked in the past about how I've struggled with that because I didn't really know what that meant, to counsel with the Lord, to counsel with the Lord in all thy doings. And I have come to the conclusion that does not mean, what should I have for lunch today? Should I have the tuna salad or should I have a Reuben sandwich? Which both sound pretty good right now. So that's not what it is, I believe. I believe it's more like, okay, here's what I'm planning on doing. And then just maybe throwing ideas out. I'm thinking about approaching it this way. I'm thinking about approaching it this way. I'm thinking about having this conversation maybe with my kids or with my wife. I'm having this concern. And I think the types of things that we pray for, I think counseling with the Lord is a little bit different than just a list of demands, a list of please bless me, please bless me, please bless me, give me this, give me this, give me this, which is, frankly, that's what I fall into many times. This is what I want. This is what I hope to have. Here's the support that I hope to get. as opposed to, I'm working on this project and I really could use some support. I really could use some ideas. So there you go. Now, as I've thought about this, I couldn't tell you who said this or who gave this quote, but when we pray, so what I'm saying is I'm not taking credit for this. When we pray, we're not praying to change God's mind. We're praying to gain access to the blessings that he was going to give us anyways. So that's an interesting way to think about it. We're not praying to change God's mind. So when I'm praying about, oh, should I take this job or that job? I'm not praying, and maybe a better way of saying it is, should I take this job? I want this job. I think this is the job I should have. I'm not praying to change God's mind. And frankly, I don't think he cares most of the time. He can use me for good in this job and that job. So which one does he want me in? I think most of the time it doesn't matter. And really the question is, which one do I want? Which one do I want to be in? In what areas do I want to grow? And then he'll use that as I continue to grow and develop myself. So I'm not praying to change God's mind. I'm praying to maybe more closely align my mind or my will or my desires with what he desires for me. Okay, so let's just assume that's true. When tragedy strikes or when sad things happen, and we say things like, oh, you're in my prayers. What are we praying for? Or if we say something like, I'll pray for you. My mom's sick with whatever. Oh, I'm praying for you. What is it that we're praying for? And because I'm not necessarily praying to change God's mind, maybe I'm praying for peace, but we get into agency. That's an interesting thing. So I have people in my life. Could be anybody, could be my kids, could be my wife, could be myself in some cases, who don't do things that are right. And I am, it would be so nice if I could just pray, please bless Marcin so that she'll understand that I'm right about this. But that violates agency. That's not the right way to do it, my opinion. So when I pray for somebody, what am I praying for? And if I'm praying for somebody else, and I'm trying to think through this as I'm talking about it. So can you tell? Can you tell this is not scripted? If I'm praying for you, but I believe God is not going to violate agency, mine or yours. If I'm praying for you, what do I pray for? Am I praying that you aren't going to have the struggle that maybe you need? Or, yeah, I was going to say deserve, but that's going to take me in a direction I don't want to go. Why? Why would I pray for something that's going to benefit you to be removed? And there's a belief that I have that I don't know what's best for anybody, including myself. I think I know. And if I pray for what I think is going to be best for me or for you or for anybody else, and that's contrary to God's will, I'm not going to change his mind. So what am I praying for? What should I be praying for? How should I be praying? And so a thought came up on this podcast that I should be praying for me. I should be praying for myself. And what I mean by that is I should be praying for myself to understand or to know or to recognize or to feel how I can support you. I'm working on a TED Talk. As that develops, I will keep you posted, but I'm working on the talk. I'm starting to send out applications right now. Not surprisingly, it's about chocolate cake. It might be referenced once or twice. But one of the things that that I'm learning is that I benefit me and you if I act on, if I'm sensitive to the promptings that I get. And so maybe what I should be praying for is that I'll know how I can support you as you're going through your experience of life. That's going to bring me a closeness to God in a way that's going to make me more of the person that I think he wants me to be. And that doesn't violate your agency. It doesn't require, demand God to to change his plans or his needs for you or for me, but it brings me more in line with what it is that I should be doing, becoming anyway. So there you go. I don't know if that's a fully developed thought, but I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about, why do I pray? What do I pray for? What should I be praying for? What is the purpose? We know that God's asked us to pray. And we've been given the formula. I remember as a missionary, we would teach the four steps. We address our Father in heaven. We thank him. We ask for, and then we close in the name of Jesus Christ. So the content, what if I've been missing the mark most of my life as I've been giving my list of, I'm thankful for my day, I'm thankful for my family, I'm thankful for my, you know, all the list, and then all the things that I want. I want more, whatever it is, peace. I want more joy. I want just something. This is just me letting you sit in on me talking to myself about what it is that I should be praying for. Am I developing the relationship with my Father in heaven that he wants me to develop as I pray? And I think I can do better. So there you go. Take my thoughts. If if any of them fit, if any of them resonate, I'm so sorry. Use what you can. And come along. See if we can develop a deeper, more personal, more intimate relationship with our Father in heaven. That's what I got for you this week. Let's talk next week, and have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. Please like, share, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear your comments and ideas, and you can reach out to me at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?